You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, episode 39. Hey, what's up? Marco Salles here, and you're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips 39. Become a premium member of this website to get our full transcripts, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, our entirely in Portuguese podcast. By doing so, you help yourself to improve your Portuguese skills faster, and you help us to keep this website online. Visit TodoMundoPod.com. We're gonna keep talking about relative pronouns in Portuguese. Today I'll teach you how to use the term o qual here in Brazil. If you have not visited our last episode in which I talked about the pronoun que, I suggest you do that before listening to this one. Following the sequence will help you in your learning process. Well, what's the main point about relative pronouns? We already know that we use them to avoid the repetition of the same term, the repetition of the same word in the sentences, right? Today we're gonna learn when to use o qual in Portuguese. It has the same semantic value of que. It has the same meaning of it. The difference is that you will use o qual mainly in written Portuguese. So, let's take a few phrases as example. Eu encontrei este garoto. O garoto estava com medo. I found this kid. The kid was afraid. Instead of using the word garoto twice, we normally say eu encontrei este garoto que estava com medo. I found this kid that was afraid. And I could also use the term o qual as a pronoun. Eu encontrei este garoto o qual estava com medo. I found this kid who was afraid. So, the way we use the pronouns que and qual are the same so far, right? But do you remember I said that que is a universal pronoun? That is to say that we don't need to modify it either in plural or singular forms, or even when we are referring to a male or a female noun. Here are the differences. When we use o qual, we do need to modify it. See the differences. Eu encontrei estes garotos que estavam com medo. I found these kids who were afraid. Now, eu encontrei estes garotos os quais estavam com medo. I found these kids who were afraid. Now, note that when we are referring to a feminine noun, o qual becomes a qual. Eu encontrei esta garota a qual estava com medo. I found this girl who was afraid. Much like the pronoun que, we need to pay attention to the verbal regency. So, if the verb needs a preposition as a complement, we need to use it in front of the pronoun. For instance, esta é uma fruta. Eu gosto desta fruta. This is a fruit. I like this fruit. Esta é a fruta da qual eu gosto. This is the fruit that I like. If you want to use the plural way, you could say, estas são as frutas das quais eu gosto. It's important for you to understand that this is a very formal way of speaking. We barely use it in a daily conversation. But I think you should learn it, just in case you want to read something in Portuguese, for instance. If you have a question, email us to contato@todomundopod.com. Try to do that in Portuguese if you want to train your skills. Remember, you don't need to be perfect because you don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.